Inspired by the Radio 4 play A Shoebox of Snow, written by Julie Mayhew and starring Richard Briers, we've been collecting people's memories about objects they own and the stories that are attached to these objects. Here with me today is Sarah. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Sarah Edmonds. I am 25 and I come from Monmouth, where I grew up on a farm.
And what is your object, Sarah?
My object is the bed that I had when I was 2. And this bed, my parents still have it in their house. It's a small single pine bed, and it seemed absolutely huge when we got it in 1988. And I remember coming home from play school and it being there, and it was like some sort of next step up. I was a proper grown up. I had a bed. And this bed, I had so many adventures in it, be it with my cat jumping on my head in the morning to wake me up, or when I would mound all of the covers over my head and make a small den where I would plot my world domination as a very creative 8-year-old, or where I would read books by torchlight, like late into the early hours.
That's fantastic. If you had to sell your special bed, for how much would you sell it for?
It's tricky, really. I don't know what was paid for it, and it was probably a lot less, sort of like over 20 years ago. I would say maybe £1,000. And I know that's maybe not a huge amount for such a prized possession, but I'd feel that I'd want it to go to someone who really, really wanted it. So another little child like me who could invent all sorts of monsters and bogeymen to live under the bed, and they could have all their adventures and enjoy it. And then when they grow up, to pass it on to another child. And so this bed is like the Bed Knobs and Broomsticks bed, kind of travelling through like time and space.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.